This is a Hutch Post podcast news update.
The turnout was relatively low for the presidential preference primary in Reno County. On the Republican side, 2,322 ballots cast. Donald Trump with 1,816, Nikki Haley 309, Ron DeSantis 71, Ryan Binkley 13, and none of those 113. Democratic primary 621 ballots cast, Joe Biden 528, Marianne Williamson 27, Jason Michael Palmer 7, Dean Phillips 5, and none of them 54. Trump and Biden have won enough delegates to be the presumptive nominees for their respective parties. Hutchinson Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year Zion Burgess has won the Kansas Youth of the Year title. The Youth of the Year title is a prestigious honor bestowed upon an exemplary young person in recognition of leadership, service, academic excellence, and dedication to live a healthy lifestyle. Each state-level Youth of the Year, including military, earns a $2,500 college scholarship. Each regional Youth of the Year, including regional military finalists, receives a $20,000 college scholarship. The National Youth of the Year receives a $50,000 scholarship. Since 1947, Youth of the Year has been Boys and Girls Clubs of America's premier recognition program, celebrating the extraordinary achievements of club members. A federal appeals court has again prevented Texas from arresting and deporting migrants accused of entering the United States illegally, hours after the law briefly took effect. Before a divided United States Supreme Court on Tuesday let the state law take effect while a legal challenge plays out, some sheriffs were ready to have an unprecedented state expansion into border enforcement. Others were reluctant. Hours later, an order by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals put the law again on hold. The Reno County Health Department's Candace Davidson and Julie Callis taught the American Heart Association's Heart Saver First Aid CPR AED class Tuesday morning in the Veterans Room at the Reno County Courthouse. AHA's Heart Saver is a class to train anyone with little or no medical training to provide first aid, CPR, and use an automated external defibrillator in a safe, timely, and effective manner. Reno County employees took the course to make sure they knew how to respond in case of an emergency. The Reno County Health Department can answer questions you have about CPR by calling them 620-694-2900. Mourners were holding funeral prayers on Wednesday morning outside a hospital in central Gaza for 28 people killed in three separate Israeli airstrikes on refugee camps. Associated Press footage shows mourners praying over the bodies, which were wrapped in funeral shrouds before being taken away for burial. As fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive despite U.S. President Joe Biden's misgivings. Earlier, Qatari officials said they were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israel's intelligence chief in Doha aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire. But Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesperson Majed Al-Ansari said Tuesday an Israeli ground operation in Rafah would set back any talks. And a 16-year-old boy facing a new felony charge over the mass shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. Authorities said the teenager was arraigned Tuesday on a charge of unlawful use of a weapon in shooting at a person. He's been held since the February 14th mass shooting. It has yet to be determined whether or not the 16-year-old will be tried as an adult.
Wake up with the top stories in your inbox. Sign up for the daily email at HutchPost.com.